This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said the leaked Supreme Court draft decision that would overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling legalizing abortion nationwide confirms women's rights are imperiled.
If there was ever any doubt about why Emily's List is important, last night makes the point. Women's rights in America are under attack.
Harris was speaking at a conference for women in politics. The Attorney General of the U.S. state of New York revealed she chose to have an abortion at the start of her political career. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
New York Attorney General Letitia James at a New York City protest against the possibility of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade this year said after she had won a city council race in 2003, she
chose to have an abortion. I walked proudly into Planned Parenthood,
making the best decision for herself.
And I make no apologies to anyone.
She says New York will help women from other states get abortions there. National Right to Life President Carol Tobias says some states will do that.
There are states that are going to protect unborn children. There are states that are going to say, you know, we're deadly serious. We're not going to let there, you know, be any limits on abortion.
A Supreme Court decision on a Mississippi case was expected by early July. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations Wednesday demanded the immediate release of two staff members held by Houthi rebels in Yemen since November, saying their whereabouts remained unknown. The two organizations said despite repeated assurances they would be freed straight away, they're concerned about their well-being. This is VOA News. The Russian military has unleashed artillery fire on towns in eastern Ukraine, leaving dozens of civilians dead and wounded, the AP's Karen Chamis reports.
Russian forces also began storming the Avostal steel plant in the besieged town of Mariupol. The plant was harboring the last pockets of Ukrainian resistance, where an estimated 2,000 Ukrainian soldiers were holed up. Authorities in the eastern Donetsk region counted the death toll as over 20 people, the highest number of known fatalities since an attack on a local train station killed at least 59 people in early April. Adding pressure on Moscow, the European Union's leader called on the bloc to ban Russian oil imports in a new wave of sanctions. I'm Karen Chamas.
The European Union's leader has called on the 27 nation bloc to ban oil imports from Russia in a sixth package of sanctions targeting Moscow for its war in Ukraine. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen also proposed that Russia's largest bank and two other major banks be disconnected from the SWIFT international banking payment system. Von der Leyen was addressing the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, Wednesday. Hungary warned Wednesday that it could not support the proposed ban in its current form, as it would completely destroy its energy supply security. Jihadists attacked a village in northeastern Nigeria, killing seven people and looting supplies, local sources said Wednesday. It happened shortly after UN Chief Antonio Guterres arrived in the troubled region for a visit. Fighters from the Islamic State West Africa province, arriving on motorbikes and in trucks fitted with machine guns, stormed a village near the town of Chibok Tuesday, the sources said. The fighters opened fire on residents and then looted and torched shops. One said there was no immediate confirmation of the attacks by the Nigerian military, but a community leader confirmed the number of dead. Flash floods and storms killed at least 18 people after ravaging several provinces of Afghanistan over the past 5 days. An official said Wednesday, scores of Afghans die every year in torrential downpours, particularly in impoverished rural areas where poorly built homes are at risk of collapse. A man with a replica gun that works like a knife tackled U.S. comedian Dave Chappelle as he performed a stand-up set in the U.S. city of Los Angeles, California, Tuesday night, police said. Video footage circulating on social media shows a male audience member climbing on stage and throwing Chappelle to the ground. Chappelle was not injured. In March, U.S. comedian Chris Rock was assaulted by actor Will Smith on stage at the Oscars for making a joke about Smith's wife. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.